Hey, it's Molly, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at DrinkWorks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit DrinkWorks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. used under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
Brine anon, making sure that no one brines their turkey by just blasting us with all of the information that's available. But no, seriously, it's actually very helpful stuff. And a reminder that tomorrow, with Layla Rahimi on a Layla Wednesday, we're going to be doing two segments of Shane's Meat because we really need it. Those of us who are doing some cooking that maybe we hadn't done in the past, whatever it may be, trying to prepare a representative Thanksgiving dinner for our family and our little safety bubbles here, need some help. So no question is too elementary for Shane, who can certainly help you out. Also, thanks to the executioner, Ray Diaz, for his work. Lawrence Holmes is ready to go, and here he is. What's up?
Yeah, why don't you do a segment on Shane softball where he went 0-3 with an error in that final game that they played?
I wouldn't know anything about that until just now. Really? That's a rough go.
Yeah. Loves to talk about it, except for, you know, when it doesn't go well.
Yeah, that's sort of an afternoon show thing, I think, Shane softball and making fun of Shane softball. I'll let them stake their claim to that particular content territory. I think we're doing fine without it.
All right, we'll okay, that's good.
Stick to and his I mean, culinary you will, chops.
You will have Layla in, so, you know, there'll be no dearth of content because she will be ready to play. I guarantee you that.
Always is. You ever see her notes? Like, yes. the amount of prep, like these your handwritten notes that almost look like they've been dot matrix printed. Like, when she preps, she writes things down. It's like Murph with a yellow pad, except sane.
Yeah, you know, so it's almost like a play-by-play card.
Yeah.
Like, her card kind of has that because there's a little bit of color coordination sometimes in some of the things that she has. I got my notepad. It's a white pad, not a yellow pad, though. I got all the things that I'm going to do today on the show. There's a lot to do today, too. I got a bunch of guests on the show today.
Like whom?
Well, JJ is going to join us. Ordinarily, JJ joins me on, you know, before the game on Fridays, but obviously I'm not going to be here Thursday or Friday. So we're going to talk about the Bears and the column that he wrote on why Mitch should be starting. Grant Wall is going to be on the show at 12:40. I love Grant Wall. Like, I'm a closet footy anyway, but he's doing a whole podcast series on Freddie Adu. And the first episode was just amazing, so I want to talk to him about that, because Freddie doesn't really go on the record talking about his life. You know, he's only still 31 years old. He's still playing.
Does he play?
Professionally. Yeah, he's playing, I want to say, in Sweden. He's playing in the first league over in Sweden, so I'm going to talk with him. Jed Hoyer is going to be on the show today at 1 o'clock, and I don't think that I've gotten a one-on-one interview on the air with Jed. I've talked with him in press conferences. I've pulled him aside at Wrigley every now and again, but this, I think, will be my first like full one-on-one interview with Jed, and I'm looking forward to doing that. And
we had
then,
fun.
Dan.
Oh, wait, there's more.
And then we had to move Top 5 Tuesdays to accommodate Grant, so we moved it from 12:40 to 1:25, and I'm going to go today with my top 5 fast food burgers.
Ooh, the I'm Fat podcast is waiting with bated breath, I'm sure. But fast food. So not like fast casual. So something like Five Guys or Shake Shack wouldn't count?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of said it has to be a drive-through.
Okay.
And I don't know, I haven't seen a drive-through at the Shake Shack, because Five Guys probably would have made my list. But I'm going with the drive-through, and I know that there are going to be some people that are going to be mad. And that's fine. That's what it's my list. That's what Top 5 Tuesdays are all about.
There you have it. Yeah, we replayed Jed Hoyer's little best man speech at the wedding that he seemed
that's
to
what
do
it
for,
sounded
for
like.
Theo Epstein yesterday, right?
He had a lot of feelings that he wanted to. Like, that's what I kind of thought was cool, and I want to see if I can explore that when I talk with Jed at 1 o'clock. There were a lot of feelings there, and there. I also think that what you saw was a guy that was looking at this as something he's had in, on his bucket list of things that he wanted to accomplish. And he got there, and he's like a lot of other people, like graduates this past year, or people who didn't go to get a chance to go to prom, where you're like, oh, man, I got that thing that I wanted, but no one's here, and I can't. There's a level of vindication that you can't get because of the state that the Republic is in.
Right? Yeah, that was my daughter's class, was graduating high school and heading off to college in this way. And there was they made T-shirts because, you know, there's also been, for people her age, a big resurgence in fandom for the show Friends. Like, they've all binge watched all of Friends. So it got really popular again. And they made up T-shirts that said class of 2020, the one with the pandemic.
I feel for him. I had to deal with this with my students at the end of spring quarter, where you get to the end and then the difficulty level is ratcheted up to 10. Like, oh yeah, you're taking your last three classes or four classes. How about all of them are remote and asynchronous? Good luck. Congratulations.
Yeah, these kids are learning. They'll look back on it, but they're learning all different pathways of thinking and yep. ways of connecting. And but the difference between the end of last year and this year, like this semester, that so many teachers and so many schools have gotten so good at this now because they understand the technology more. There is better technology to be used. They're sharing best practices. So it's not only the medicine that's been advancing. This is accelerated a lot of things. You know, we're seeing it with Camp One Step and Children's Oncology Services and what our amazing staff has done to create virtual camp. And it's been so good, so successful, and so popular that we're talking about keeping a version of it forever, even after a vaccine, even once we're back in the woods. Virtual camp is going to allow us to incorporate kids who might not even be healthy enough in their current treatment to be able to come to our programs. This is going to completely build out everything we're doing in a really positive way, even after all is said and done.
I'm very impressed with the resiliency that the students all the way around showed. The only thing that we have to be careful of is the lack of resources, because there's still that.
Yes.
There's still a lack of resources where if we are doing more online learning, for example, that there are kids that they may have a laptop or they may even have a tablet, but do they have the infrastructure in place to be able to stay on a Zoom for a half an hour or 6 hours out of their day? Like, those are the challenges that I think that are still in front of us from an education standpoint. And I'm glad that in some cases we've seen companies like Comcast, like, say, hey, you know, we're going to make sure that as many people as possible have the fastest Wi-Fi that they can get. But it is still a limiting factor. And there is still a bit of a haves and have nots when it comes
to. Oh, that's a public policy issue. And, you know, we can praise a corporation for quote unquote doing the right thing, but that is an absolute function of proper, fair, equitable, and just public policy. And that is making sure that taxpayer dollars are shared appropriately and used to build back or build non-existent infrastructure and bandwidth and coverages in so many areas. And I'm talking about just this city alone. Where sure. We have some areas who've been completely neglected, just the fact that it's laid bare some of those inequalities, that's just the start. But it's my hope that people are waking up to how unfair and how imbalanced our educational systems have been for so long. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
You know what's crazy? Think about how many people had no idea what Zoom was a year ago.
Right.
And now, like, how reliant you are on it as a communication vehicle for you, or a way to escape your four walls that you have in your apartment or house. It's amazing. Like, I had started, it's so strange, Dan. Like, I had just kind of started using Zoom to do House of L interviews, like, back in, like, December of 2019. And so once we got to it, and And our director of online learning was like, okay, so we're probably going to be using Zoom. And then seeing all of my colleagues at DePaul, they were like, what the? I don't know what that is. What are you talking about? How am I going to do this on a Zoom? It became a whole thing. So it's, I am glad of the steps that we've taken forward in that regard. I just want to make sure that no one kind of gets left behind. And I had it in the house in Hyde Park, the area of Hyde Park that I'm in, it doesn't have great like bandwidth over there, and I would get knocked off the air and all sorts of stuff. So I can only imagine the frustration for those that are trying to that live farther south in the numbers, where the Wi-Fi isn't as strong as what it is as you get closer to the city center.
Yeah, and the heart-wrenching stories of kids that had to like hide in a coffee shop or near a restaurant just to be able to go to school because they had to try to jump on some free Wi-Fi somewhere. It's really, you hate to hear the stories like that. And of course, people always jump up and say, oh, well, I'll help, and individual citizens who are moved by those stories. But for every one of those that you hear, for somebody who gets help, there are hundreds and thousands of others who don't have that and are falling behind.
And that's why I think that all parents, I guess the last 2 days we've really talked a lot about education, but I think that all parents should, if your kid is in your household and they don't need to quarantine for 14 days or after they quarantine for 14 days, give your kid a big hug. Because what we ask these students to do, what we've asked them to do for the last 9 months, is impossible, and they have done it. Like, it's encouraging to see the level of adaptability that the students have shown. It's harder for us because we're older, and I get that, but I just think that we should give these kids like a standing ovation for what they've accomplished. It just in the idea of going from, wait, I'm not going to see my friends that way, I'm going to see them this way, and them still thirsting to learn and be given the education that they so rightly deserve.
That is well said. It is absolutely true, and I'm seeing it firsthand here with a high school student and a college student, both working their respective butts off, continuing to do so. It's not easy. They'll remember it.
It's not easy at all. Dan, have a wonderful rest of your day. I will talk to you and Layla tomorrow.
Thanks, sir.
That is Dan Bernstein. Check him out 9 a.m. into noon right here on The Score. And then I'm on from noon until 2. This hour is being brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56David.com. That's 56David.com. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
If you were looking for any glimmer of hope, if you were someone that just needs just a sliver of hope to hang on to, you can look at Sunday's results and go, oh, no one from this division is about bleep. Awesome. Look, can I tell you a secret? And I know that don't let the people in Wisconsin hear this, okay? We thought that the Packers were kind of a fraud last year at 13-3. And yeah, they made it to the NFC Championship game and got throttled in it. I kind of feel similarly this year. Like, Aaron Rodgers is playing great, but they still don't have a number two wide receiver, and it bared out yesterday. And why didn't they go get some linebacking help at the trade deadline or in the draft? Or why didn't they draft Justin Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb instead of a quarterback who's not going to play for another 2 years?
Make me a bicycle, clown!
I know this sounds crazy when I talk about Sunday being a big game. It's not just because I do this for a living. I'm actually looking forward to it because the Packers have let the Bears back in. The problem is that we all don't believe the Bears have it within them to grasp the opportunity that is in front of them. But make no mistake, there is an opportunity in front of the Bears. That loss by Green Bay on Sunday was significant. Bears win on Sunday, they're a game back. And I don't know if you were watching Monday Night Football, but I threw it out there on Twitter. And guess what? I'm looking at the graphic that ESPN put up last night, and you know what I see? I see the Bears in the hunt. Yeah! your Chicago Bears are in the hunt.
Don't stop believing.
Woo! All they have to do is win. But that's been a problem for the last month. Them not being able to win. Here's what we have planned for you today. Jed Hoyer, Cubs president of baseball operations, is going to join me at 1 o'clock. We are going to do my top five fast food burgers. We're going to do that at 1:25 today. We're going to take Top 5 Tuesday and move it a little bit later in the show to accommodate for Grant Wall, who's going to join me at 12:40. The Freddie Adu story has always fascinated me, and he's doing a whole podcast on it, and I cannot wait to talk with him at 12:40. J.J. Stankovic is going to join me to talk about the Bears. We're going to take a timeout, and then we're going to talk with J.J. on why he thinks Mitch should be the starter on Sunday. That is next here on The Score.
Bears fans, stay tuned to The Score as we continue to get you ready for Bears versus Packers in a primetime Sunday Night Football divisional showdown. Can Matt Nagy put a stop to the four-game skid? We're talking Bears right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. Monday Night Football exposed Tom Brady once again. I'm not talking about his two ugly picks, the second of which robbed the Bucs of their last chance to beat the Rams. Maybe Brady just doesn't have it anymore against elite defenses, but I don't care about that right now. I care about Brady pouting his way off the field without shaking the hand of Rams QB Jared Goff. He did the same thing to Nick Foles after a loss in Chicago in Week 5. These are two men Brady faced in the Super Bowl. There's history there. When the Bucs beat the Chargers in October, Brady was in the mood for a lengthy post-game chat with rookie QB Justin Herbert. Normally, we complain about players not caring enough these days, so I don't hate Brady being heartbroken after a tough loss. But sportsmanship still matters, and Brady is too good to be such a sore loser. I'm Andrew Bogish.
I'm sure he was as heartbroken as you were when Jose Abreu won American League MVP, Andrew Bogish.
Imagine this, $0. Enroll in a Humana Gold Plus plan at a $0 monthly plan premium. You'll also have a $0 copay at your PCP. Call a licensed sales agent today at 1-866-205-0000, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Saturday. That's 1-866-205-0000. Call today. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, PPO, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Walgreens knows you love to spend less, especially when you get rewarded for it. That's why we made My Walgreens the new, easier way to save money, like unlimited 1% Walgreens cash rewards store-wide. Join My Walgreens for free today at mywalgreens.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hey, it's Molly, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at DrinkWorks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit DrinkWorks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
Purple Carrot is the plant-based subscription meal kit that makes it easy to cook irresistible meals to fuel your body. Each week, choose from a delicious menu of dinners, lunches, breakfasts, and snacks. Experience something new in every box with recipes and fresh pre-proportioned ingredients to make globally inspired plant-based meals. Visit radio.com/purplecarrot for more about Purple Carrot. Get $30 off your first box by going to purplecarrot.com and entering code VEGGIES30 at checkout today. Purple Carrot, the easiest way to eat more plants.
The average funeral is $10,000, and it's your loved ones that'll get the bill. If you're age 50 to 80, you may want to learn about affordable final expense life insurance. There's no exam, approval is right over the phone, and rates are guaranteed for life. Knowledgeable people are standing by to help and answer all your questions. Call now. 800-878-7441. That's 800-878-7441. 800-878-7441.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want